Hello, cheers, friends. It is St. Patrick's Day as I am recording this. And with St. Patrick's Day and as it ends, I always feel extra springy. Even though this year I've been already feeling spring, I feel like as soon as March hits, I'm kind of ready. I think that a lot of us are. But now I feel like we can officially be like, okay, let's do the spring things. Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. So today I want to talk about a three-step spring refresh to revitalize your homestead routine. So I think that these three things will maybe help you kind of get over any winter blues that you're feeling. Definitely these things are things that help me and things that I am going to be doing because I'm really behind. We have some things going on behind the scenes here and it's just been a little rough with time change too. People aren't sleeping, and that's been interesting so far. So I hope that nobody else is experiencing that with any little ones. It's definitely been interesting. But I think that right now is like the best time to refresh. Obviously, everyone's going to be talking about spring cleaning right now. It's just called spring cleaning for a reason. But I think for homesteaders especially, this can be important. As spring starts, things like pick up very quickly for homestead busy season. So you're going to be starting the garden stuff if you haven't already. I know a lot of people in higher zones than myself have already really started, but it is snowing here today. I can't even believe it. I don't want to talk about it. We bought my kids a sandbox last week, my parents did, as a present, which was amazing. And they were playing in it, and then today it's snowing on it. So I want to feel springy. And I think that it's really important, too, as this season is coming, in the summer, we can really get out of routine really quickly, especially if you have kids in school and then your kids aren't in school during the summer, or even if you take homeschooling off during the summer, whatever it may be, it can be just so hard to keep a routine. So yeah, you may be like doing great out doing homesteady things outside, but maybe some things inside kind of lag a little. So it's time for us to get away the winter blues, get some things refreshed so we can actually get ourselves on a really solid flow. I don't even like to call them routines. I like to call it flows because my structure in my days is quite structured, but also quite flowy. It's a rhythm. So I definitely don't like to keep solid times on everything anymore, which has helped me a lot in my stress because I used to be so stressed about time. So, you ready for number one on how we're going to refresh? First, you have to make something springy. We just got to get in the mood here. For me, this is my spring simmer pot. I don't know if I've talked about it before in the podcast or not, but it is so easy. I do have a recipe on the blog and I'll link that in the show notes, but this simmer pot, if you've never made one before, is you just literally put herbs and spices in some water and you simmer it on the stove and it fills your house with beautiful fragrance. I feel like I was a hater on this for so long as someone who was a recovering Bath and Body Works addict and then someone who used essential oils for a while diffusing. And then if you heard my cleaning episode there, I talk about why I don't love essential oils and I'm trying to not buy anymore, so I'm going to use up what I have, but no longer purchasing. So this uses real herbs, but you could absolutely use these same scents if you're a diffuser kind of person. My recipe is just chamomile, lavender, and lime. And together, like with the lime zest of it, it's like super like refreshing, revitalizing. This will totally get you ready to do some of our next steps. So get some scents going. If you're not a scent person, then do something else springy. Go for a spring walk. Spring foraging is my favorite time to forage. There's so many cool things popping up here, even though it's been snowing, which is crazy that there's just so many cool things. I go around with my little plant identifier app. Never rely fully on those, disclaimer, but it's still very fun to do. Learning about wild edibles, very cool. Whatever it might be for you, do something that makes you feel springy. And then we can move on to number two. You had to guess this one was coming. It's time to declutter. We all have it. I have been wanting to set aside some time to declutter. Honestly, I think I've been talking about it since January. And in January, I also talked about my word of the year, which is ownership. And there's a lot of things that I want to make happen in my life. And it is time this year for me to truly take ownership of all of these things. And so I really need to declutter. It's probably not as bad as I'm making it sound. As a military family, we've moved a lot, which really helped me every time we moved, declutter a bunch of stuff. But now that we're kind of in a solid spot for a while, I feel like things are really going to creep up on me if I don't get a good handle on it. So here's the thing about decluttering that I think stresses a lot of us out if you are one of the homesteaders that's kind of here for more environmental reasons, sustainability. Sometimes it's really confusing what to do with your stuff. So obviously, great to donate things that are nice, whatever. I love selling things too. I was better about it before we moved, but it can be great on Facebook Marketplace. Awesome. Definitely declutter that way for sure. But like, what about the things that are broken or gross or whatever it might be? You know, will not actually sell at a thrift store, and you don't want to just give them your stuff for them to deal with, because that's one of the things that I hate to do. I always feel bad because I know that, you know, I don't want to pass my junk off on other people. I want to only pass on good stuff. So I did put together, I think it was last year, I'm not sure, but I put together a sustainable declutter challenge. And you can go onto this post at any time and go ahead and print off the printable. And you could do these things over the course of 30 days if you're interested in that. Or if you're just interested in decluttering slowly, like thing by thing or room by room, I actually have it all broken down into different sections. So if you're like, how do I get rid of my old essential oil bottles that are empty? How do I get rid of old medicines in a sustainable, responsible way? How do I get rid of garage chemicals or mail or shoes or towels, pantry items, pots, pans, books, all the things? I went through 30 different things and I found the best, most sustainable way for you to actually get rid of those items. So you can go ahead onto the post, which I'll link in the show notes if you're interested, and you can just look at the very top and you can click any one of those items that you're looking to declutter if you're not sure where you should be giving these things to declutter in a responsible way. So I hope that that's really helpful. One of my favorite tips that I want to talk about is TerraCycle. I'm not sponsored by them in any way. That would be cool. I don't know if they sponsor people, but super cool. So it's a recycling program and you can get different boxes delivered to your house. A lot of the times people have these in like office buildings or whatnot. So if you do work somewhere, definitely try to get your employer to pay for one of these boxes for people to drop stuff often. That would be amazing. But they have like an all-in-one box. So you could just put everything that you want to declutter, broken toys, old, I don't know, underwear, mismatched socks, like whatever you want to put in there. You know, broken things that aren't just trash, but could be recycled, that are weird and can't be recycled in your home recycling, of course. You could put in that box and you send it to them. They deal with it. You do have to pay for that. They do have some free recycling programs on their website as well. Again, that's TerraCycle, so it's TerraCycle. So that's kind of fun. It's something that I honestly have wanted to do for so long, and I just have not. Especially like maybe getting a fabrics and clothing box might be on my list, because my boys make clothes disgusting. And I don't know if it's just me getting like really bad at getting stains out, but some of their clothes, I mean, my older kid, all of the knees are ripped in every single one of his clothes, like beyond the point of me being able to sew, if I could sew, but I am not a sewer. I wish I was. Add it to the list of things I want to learn. But anyway, I think that that could be a really great thing and a great way for me to also potentially teach the kids about responsible purchasing and recycling. And then I want to move on to the third way that we're going to refresh and revitalize our homesteads. So if you listened to the last episode, I launched a time management challenge. So I am going to say it again. I truly believe that we will better incorporate all of these homesteady things that we want to do if we just get our life in order. I hear it so often, and I said it for so long. There's like no time in my day. How are these people doing these things? How are they doing it? I don't understand. Like, truly, I don't know how I could possibly add one more thing onto my schedule right now. And there is a way. There is actually a way for you, and there's a lot of different ways to organize our time. So don't ever feel like if one way is not working for you, that then that means that it's hopeless, because it's really not. But I think that getting back on track with this solid routine for yourself after you've gotten rid of the clutter, you're feeling good and springy, getting back on track with your schedule is going to be so, so important. So if you do want to reclaim that time and find time in your days again and get on a schedule, you can join the time management challenge. I realize that the show notes can be really hard to find sometimes, so I wanted this to be really easy for you to find. You can just go to thehomesteadchallenge.com/time, and you just put in your email there, and these challenges will actually be emailed to you over 5 days. It's just videos that I have sent to you. And the first day is prep day. And prep day, we talk a lot about eating our frogs, which if you don't know what that means, you'll have to listen to the last episode. But part of that is definitely decluttering, like 100%. Once we get that stuff out of the way, then we can actually start feeling better and start being able to get back on track. So thehomesteadchallenge.com/time. You can join this at any time you're listening to this episode. This is meant to be something that you can do whenever you want. It's always going to be there. The videos will always be there. But whenever you start it, then you'll start getting emailed the videos. So I really hope that that challenge helps you, whether you do that or you have another way that you really like to, you know, do your scheduling or time management. I really think it's important. Like I said, just keeping this flow through our days and trying to keep that throughout the spring and then summer as it gets busier is just going to make us feel so much better instead of doing like 1 million things throughout the day but never really completing anything. I definitely have days like that. I'm speaking to myself too, but I used to have a lot more days like that. And you are so tired by the end of the day and you're like, what happened? Part of that is probably also having little kids, but we will not blame them for anything. Absolutely. So happy to have them. But getting on these routines and flows for them is helpful too. It's helpful for all of us. So friends, I really hope you're feeling springy. If you are, come on over to the Facebook group and let me know if you have any good simmer pot ideas for spring, because I'm just like all about that right now. Trying to make things feel very fresh and just get some of the, like, I don't know, winter stench out of the house and make things feel good again. So please come over and join me at thehomesteadchallenge.com/time. And I will talk to you later this week, friends. Bye. We'll be right back.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.